This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
This weekend on Cortez, photographer David Ellingson is opening his exhibition, Falling Boundaries, in which the deforestation of British Columbia over the last century is explored through his photographs, tying in how the impacts of resource extraction and colonialism have affected our current environmental issues. David grew up on Cortez Island, and after a career in commercial photography, decided to break into the art world with projects focused on climate, biodiversity, and the forest. The show will be presented at the Old Schoolhouse Gallery, and the opening reception will be 6 to 9 this Friday, July 29, 2022, with more openings 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Go to cortezradio.ca/cktz-news or the Cortez Tideline for the detailed schedule. I spoke with David Ellingson for more details on his upcoming show and how he's trying to interface the past, present, and potential future with photography to make a statement on our deepening climate crisis.
Thank you so much for your time, David. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is David Ellingson, and I'm a photographer. I was born and raised on Cortez here, and I live now in Victoria and base all of my work on the Pacific Northwest. Most of it is photographed either on Cortez or along Vancouver Island, a little bit on the lower mainland where I live in Vancouver there as well. And most of my work is pretty much all of it is centered around deforestation and biodiversity loss and the climate crisis. A lot of very challenging subjects these days.
Yeah, for sure. All incredibly relevant subject material. So how did where you were raised affect your art as you grew as an artist on the coast here?
I think it's intrinsic to how I formed into being an artist, I think, and being raised here on Cortez Island and especially down on Reef Point Farm, the south tip there, in that very remote, peaceful environment. And me and my three brothers have just onto the land for the day and come back at meal times. And I think that was really a real time of peace in my life. Actually, I don't think I've ever got back to a place that it was so peaceful as those my earliest years here on the island. And at the same time, I was also surrounded by what was going on in Cortez in the 70s. I know I was a child, but the Back to the Landers were here. There was draft dodgers and the hippie movement was happening here, and all of that kind of counterculture was happening here on Cortez. And I think that also has really impacted me as an artist as well. And I think that's pretty much what artists are people who look at what's going on around them and reflect that back within their art and ask questions out into society there. Yeah, so I think my upbringing on Cortez was absolutely massively important into where I am today and the kind of work I'm doing. But my family's been forestry pretty much since we got here. The first settlers on Cortez here, Manson's Landing, John and Mike Manson, and that was my grandmother's family, and my ancestors and some of my current family members have all been in the forestry industry in all different ways. And many know my dad now, of course, Bruce, and his work with the forestry on Cortez in many different ways there. So that was really, I think, also formative in my upbringing because that was all happening then. And my folks, the farm, the organic farm down at Reef Point there, and that sort of mindset of what's good for the land is good for humans. And so that's really stuck with me through my life as well.
Interesting. What mediums have you explored throughout your artistry, and what is the medium of your upcoming show, Falling Boundaries?
Yeah, the medium is I've strictly been a photographer and a photographic artist, and I started in commercial photography in Vancouver, and when I turned 30, I was a bit late to the game getting myself going with photography, and I thought commercial photography was what I wanted to be doing, so I spent 10 solid years in Vancouver doing that, and that really gave me a rock-solid grounding in the technical aspects of the craft, which was really pretty brilliant, and also into things like the marketing end of things and running a business within photography. And then after about 10 years or so, I realized that I hadn't quite found my home in photography, and that actually what I really wanted to do at this point, just around my 40s, when my 40s were hitting in, realized that I wanted to return to those subjects of my upbringing and what we see around here on Cortez and become an artist and do my own self-directed projects instead of working for a client. And so that took me about 3 years to transition from doing commercial photography into being a fine artist within photography. And that's pretty much all I do now. So that was good. I've done every single kind of photography you could possibly imagine. Everything from headshots and weddings all the way through to really high-end advertising campaigns for advertising agencies that there's some of my stuff is at the BC Play Stadium, and did a pet food campaign. I shot for the New York Times Magazine, and Oprah Winfrey Network has licensed some work, and CDC, and anyway, all kinds of places. So that was pretty good, but that really gave me a really great grounding in photography. And then when I moved into the arts, that was a pretty good transition technically. And I moved, I did film. I shot everything from the old wet plate pintype, or collodions, and people know them as the old Civil War style photography that some people know it as. Everything from that to pinhole photography, producing images right onto paper, light sensitive paper, all the way through to Polaroid film and 4x5 inch and 8x10 inch films, and printing in the wet traditional darkroom. And then with these advertising campaigns, when I was a commercial photographer, you were using the top of the line digital cameras, getting just gigantic files for whatever they needed to use it for. So I had a really wide breadth of experience in photography. Now I pretty much exclusively shoot digital 35mm. I use Canon, and all of my prints are inkjet prints. They're pigment ink on cotton rag paper.
Interesting. I have more questions about the the format, because I'm also a photographer.
Right, yeah.
I dabbled in digital, but I only do film mostly. But very interesting. So most of the work on this upcoming show and most fine artwork that you've been doing has been shot digital?
Yes, I think just thinking of the projects that are up in my list, the major projects I've done, most of them I would say are digital. There's a pretty big, huge project actually called Life As We've Known It, about biodiversity loss, that I did in partnership with the BD Biodiversity Museum down in Vancouver at UBC. And for that, I used exclusively Polaroid film. And it was a 4x5 inch film that you peel apart and you get a print. The classic Polaroid print, but you also, with that particular film, you also get a 4x5 inch film negative, so a breathtaking print from the film in it. But that was the last time I really used film for one of my big projects. This project now is using original contemporary photography that I photographed north of Campbell River, north of Stewart actually, and some cutwalks up there, and then I used archival imagery from the BC Archives down at the Royal BC Museum of Victoria there, of historical logging scenes from the same locations, and put those two things together to speak to for about the last 100 years or so in the logging industry in BC, and trying to compress that into single images just to speak to essentially that we've seen the loss of one of the great primary forests of the world here in the Pacific Northwest, BC and Washington and Oregon, over that time. So I wanted to speak directly to that last century.
So interfacing the past and the present, what do you think this show's pieces, what do you think they say about the past and the present, and what sort of story do you think they tell for the future?
For me, they tell the story of that there's an element of that sort of colonial and settler impacts into the extraction industry, which of course happened all around the world as colonialism spread its tentacles around the globe. And we see that here in BC. And again, that history of my family coming to Cortez and being a part of that movement with the settlers and all of that movement, and looking at the world as all of these incredible elements of it as resources to be extracted and sold. And so I think that for me, that's how that went about has been unbelievably damaging to the earth, to the biosphere, to the planet, whatever you want to call it, as we went out all around the world again and just took everything we could, essentially, really to cut to the quick and made a living doing it. And that was the mentality of most of us at that time, and it was just what was done, and it was the norm. But I really think that sort of construct, it shouldn't last any longer. It's just been so utterly destructive to the natural world that really needs to be looked at seriously, and in my opinion, just completely turned on its head and stopped, essentially, as we've got to find new ways to work with the materials that we need for our cultures and our civilizations, and figure out how to do it in a far better way. That's what I hope the message is deep within that. And of course, now we see lots of examples now where the cultures, the indigenous cultures that were either wiped out or ignored or put onto reserves or just essentially moved out of the way so we could get to the resources. Now we're seeing that the ways that those cultures stewarded the land and took care of things are actually, in my opinion, again, what we should be doing and returning to in terms of healing the land. Now, I'm no expert in indigenous culture or their history, but a little bit I do know, everything I read about that, it seems to be a really cultures that really look at the reciprocity of the gift of life that we have here on this planet, and that we have to give back to that and support the continuation of life and the encouragement of positive growth and positive life to keep everything going.
It's a powerful conversation to start, especially who better to present part of that conversation using our past than a family member of some of the people who spearheaded a lot of that resource extraction here at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's really, I met with this woman, Thomas, and he is a member of the Coastal Guardian Watchmen, which is an indigenous group based here, just, I think, based in Alert Bay, but all up and down the coast. And we did an interview together on her feelings about the impacts on indigenous culture and ways we can move towards better systems and all of that. And that was really eye-opening for me. Of course, I'm a firm believer in speaking, the artist speaking from what they know. And of course, the sort of the settler and colonial background is my background and my family's background. And I wanted to also have that included as part of this show and have a perspective of the indigenous community here in the Pacific Northwest, and specifically right here, pretty near to Cortez, just north of Campbell River, same general area. So that's a really important part of the show as well, is that Q&A that I did with Gina Thomas.
When and where are you presenting your upcoming show, Falling Boundaries?
It is at the Old Schoolhouse Gallery. It opens this coming Friday at 6 o'clock, and 6 to 9 is the opening. And then it runs Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 6. And then those 3 days, those hours repeat the following weekend. So the last day is August 7th, I think, is the Sunday. Yeah, so the next 2 weekends, essentially.
Great. And are any of the works for sale?
They are for sale. I've got three really large ones that are framed up, and then I've got a hanging system that uses magnets to exhibit the print. And I've built printed up a whole set of prints that are available if people would wish to purchase them as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time, David, and I'm so excited to see the show.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll see you there, and thanks for the interview.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.